Generations of American children have grown up on Wonder Bread and Hostess Twinkies, but these iconic brands have lost some of their luster, and the company that makes them is in trouble. Changing consumer tastes and business problems have combined to put interstate bakeries on the verge of bankruptcy. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has this report.
Wonder Bread emerged about 80 years ago, one of the first production breads to be sold sliced, and the first to be marketed coast to coast.
We are the bakers in spotless white, whose pans are polished and shining bright, who bake the bread which is always right, hurrah for the Wonder Bakers.
The editor of Baking and Milling News, Josh Soslin, says the brand broke new ground.
It really stood head and shoulders above everyone else. There were other regional brands that had local followings, but Wonder, on a national basis, was a very strong brand, and the same was true of Twinkies and Ho-Ho's, and that's not over, but it certainly isn't what it was.
Wonder is still the nation's top-selling bread, but demand for it has dropped for 35 years, and the brand name, once synonymous with childhood, purity, and building healthier bodies, has also deteriorated. Debbie McInnes, a marketing professor at the University of Southern California, says Wonder still conjures images of youth and fun, but the airy white bread no longer means good nutrition, just the opposite.
The associations that we link to a brand may at one point in time be very nostalgic and linked to very positive things like childhood. But over time, with society changing, those same associations no longer work.
Interstate Bakery's brands aren't its only somewhat stale asset. Dozens of old, inefficient bakeries and an antiquated distribution system drive up costs. Burgeoning employee health insurance premiums, as well as the rising price of energy and ingredients, have made matters worse. Soft demand for traditional grocery store bread and snack cakes, and hard bargaining retailers like Walmart have clamped a lid on prices, further squeezing the company. It lost about $26 million last year. Share prices have plummeted. Mark Dirks, Interstate Bakery's Senior Vice President for Marketing, says something's got to give.
We've clearly got overcapacity in the system, and that's the reason we're closing the bakeries, and we're closing the bakeries that are less efficient.
Interstate will shutter a bakery in Louisiana this month. One in Buffalo, New York, is soon to follow. The company closed an almost century-old facility in Kansas City to open a sprawling new one in nearby Lenexa, Kansas. The plant is feverishly producing hamburger and hot dog buns for Labor Day. About 900 a minute come off the line, into bags and onto semi-trucks that fan out across several states. Donald Rushing, the plant sanitarian, who, like everyone else here, wears a shirt with a Wonder logo on the chest, shows off some of the plant's modern technology.
In most bakeries, all the pans are hand-fed into the system, but with the Introl system here that we have, everything is fed automatically, and it's cut back on a lot of help, manpower help.
Rushing says this system replaces 6 workers a shift. That's 18 a day. And as the company works to pare production costs, it's also belatedly expanded into what it hopes will be a lucrative growth market, high-end whole-grain breads. If it can survive the transition, Mark Dirks expects the combination of modern products and up-to-date technology to be the best thing for Interstate Bakeries since sliced bread. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.